Ancient Faith Radio presents Speaking the Truth in Love with Father Thomas Hopko. Father Thomas is the Dean Emeritus of St. Vladimir's Orthodox Seminary and the author of numerous books and articles. From his study in Elwood City, Pennsylvania, here is Father Tom.
Sometimes, oftentimes, people ask me, they'll say, Father Thomas, Father Tom, what's a good book to read during Lent? And I like to joke, but say sometimes very true things and something in a little lighter manner. I'll usually say, well, I would really recommend the Bible. If you want to read a good book during Lent, read the Bible. And that's not funny. Why is that so important? Because many of us Christians, we're always looking for some kind of good book, some kind of minister with a new ministry or some new saint or new elder or the latest publication of this person or that person or that person or this person. But we neglect the book that God gave us, the book that the Holy Spirit wrote, the book that's written by many human beings in many different times, in many different places, in many different settings that show to us God, the book that God himself inspired. Now, sometimes when people will say, the Bible, it's long and so on, then you could say, well, why don't you try reading the New Testament this Lent? Just read it from beginning to end. Or just read the four Gospels. Read the four Gospels during Lent. In fact, in Orthodox monasteries, the four Gospels are read in their entirety during Holy Week. During Holy Week, every word of the four Gospels is read in a monastery. When I worked at St. Vladimir Seminary, we actually read one of the four Gospels all the way through from beginning to end on the first 3 days of Holy Week in our chapel. We brought the Gospel out, the priest opened it and read it, and we all listened. It was done at the hours. It's prescribed to be done. But that book that we should read would be the Bible or the New Testament or the Gospels. However, we should know also that during Lent, the church, which we believe is inspired by God, chooses certain books of the Bible that the church reads liturgically. In other words, they read them at services. And these would be five books of the Bible. I do believe that it would be wise, it would be kind of fitting to say, well, if we can't read more or a lot, maybe we can read these five books, five of the biblical books. Three are from the Old Testament, and two are from the New Testament. The three Old Testament books are Genesis and Proverbs, which are read in the Orthodox Church during Lent at Vespers. If a person even doesn't want to read all of them, they can get a calendar and just read the daily readings from Genesis and Proverbs. Genesis is read because it's the Genesis. It's the beginning. It's the call of Abraham. It has those prototypical prefigurative stories in that are so important for Christians, like Abraham being saved by faith through grace, being reckoned righteousness as a believer, Abraham being totally dedicated to God even when he's asked to sacrifice his own son, because God himself is going to sacrifice his own son. And when God sacrifices his own son, no angel comes to save him. The angel came to save Isaac on the mountain, but no angel came to save Jesus on the cross. And then when we read about Abraham, we read about the three visitors of God who visited him that in Orthodox tradition are used as symbols of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We also know that in the Abraham story we have Melchizedek, the king of peace, the king of the prince of priests, the great high priest whose offering was bread and wine. In the Genesis the Ark of Noah saving us, because we know the church is the Ark of our salvation. We have in Genesis, it ends with, of course, the 12 sons of Israel, of Jacob. And then we think of the 12 apostles and the new Israel of God, or the Israel of God and the Messiah, we should say more accurately, because there is no new Israel of God. We are the Israel of God. Because Genesis tells us that the Israel of God is by faith, not by blood and flesh. We have the wonderful story of Joseph that's used during Holy Week, betrayed by his brothers, put into a pit, thought to be dead. Then he appears again to be alive, and he's like a king sitting on a throne. And when his brothers come, he saves them, and they do not die. And then they repent of their sin, and he forgives them. That story of Joseph is one of the main prefigurative stories of Jesus in the Genesis book, and it ends there. And so Genesis brings us right up to the Passover Exodus. And then during Holy Week, we read about the Passover Exodus of Moses as we are celebrating the new Pascha and the new Exodus of Jesus from death to life, from earth to heaven. So Genesis is a really important good book to read during Lent. The church has us hear it. Then Proverbs, of course, is because it tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It tells us not to be a fool. It tells us not to live for greed, for gain, not to go after prostitutes and carnal pleasure. It tells us to listen to the teachings of our fathers. It tells us to be wise, to seek wisdom more than anything. It's more precious than gold, sweeter than honey. So we read Proverbs to know how to behave, to know how to live, how to be virtuous. And very simply virtuous, no great high spirituality and holiness, just basic Christian virtue in keeping the commandments. So Genesis and Proverbs. Then also, the third Old Testament book is Isaiah. And during Lent in the Orthodox Church, Isaiah is read at the sixth hour, which is the noon service of the church, which commemorates the time when Jesus was nailed to the cross. And Isaiah, of course, is so prophetic of Jesus, of the Virgin conceiving and Emmanuel being with us and God being the divine bridegroom and then the suffering servant who bears our wounds and transgressions and is rejected and wounded and spit upon, and yet he is vindicated by God and he becomes, brings the kingdom of God and the new Jerusalem comes, and how God is faithful no matter how sinful we are, and how really, truly sinful the people are, yet God is with them and never letting them go. And then we learn in Isaiah that a real fast is not ashes and sackcloth. A real fast is to share our bread with others and to bring the homeless into our homes and to do good deeds for the orphan and the widow. So Isaiah is the great prophetic book of Christ. It's the great prophetic book of the gospel. It's even called the gospel before the gospels. And therefore, we read during Lent Isaiah, or at least the selected passages that are prescribed if we want to read less. And then we have the letter to the Hebrews, where it tells us about Jesus, the great high priest, who fulfills all the sacrificial sacrifices of the Old Testament, who saves us by his own blood, who is the high priest according to Melchizedek, who takes us into the heavenly sanctuary not made by hands, who offers the sacrifice once and for all, who became like his brethren in every respect except sin, who was made perfect through suffering. And we know that if we cannot neglect this great salvation, and if we Christians do, there's nothing left for us. So it's very good to read carefully the letter to the Hebrews during Great Lent. And if we can't read the Old Testament books, at least read the letter to the Hebrews. Read it several times. Read it carefully. And then if we can't read all four Gospels, at least read Mark. The shortest, the quickest, the starkest, the most apocalyptic, the gospel in bare bones, you know, begins with baptism and ends with the empty tomb, and it shows just how Jesus has the authority to forgive, to heal, to cast out demons, and ultimately to die and to raise the dead. So you want some good book to read during Lent? I would suggest Genesis, Proverbs, Isaiah, the letter to the Hebrews, and the gospel according to St. Mark. For Ancient Faith Radio, this is Father Thomas Hopko.
And that was Speaking the Truth in Love with Father Thomas Hopko. Father Tom is Dean Emeritus at St. Vladimir's Theological Seminary. This is a listener-supported production of Ancient Faith Radio.